The Prayer of the Night Shepherd, written by Phil Rickman, read by Emma Powell. Normally, she wouldn't think of fogging the air around non-smoking parishioners, especially so soon after a service. Tonight was different. Tonight, Merrily needed not only this cigarette, but what it was saying about her. The cigarette said, "This woman is human. This woman is weak. Also, given the alleged findings on secondary smoking, this woman is selfish and inconsiderate. This is a serial sinner." Only it wasn't getting through. Brenda Prosser's eyes were glowing almost golden now. Twice she tried to sit down at the kitchen table and been pushed back to her feet by the electricity inside her. She had to hold on to the back of the chair to stop her hands trembling, and then the joy would make her mouth go slack and she'd shake her head, smiling helplessly. "Go on," maybe the fourth time she'd said that, Brenda relishing the hard finality in the word, "gone, gone, gone."
"She's like it was never there, Vicar," Big Jim Prosser said.
His light grey suit was soaked and blackened across the shoulders. He stood with his back to the old aga in the vicarage kitchen, and the aga rumbled sourly. Anne Merrily smoked and wondered how she should be responding. But the inner screen was blank, just like Anne Marie's scan.
"This is a miracle, sure to be," Jim said.
Oh, Christ, any word but that.
"And see, like I kept saying to Jim, hardly the first one, is it?"
Rain was still bubbled on Brenda's forehead, like the remains of a born-again baptism.
"Not the first, since you brought back the evensong?"
"Without the song?" Merrily sat down, then abruptly stood up again and went to fill the kettle for tea. A dense curtain of rain swished across the dark window over the sink, as though it had been hosed. They could have waited for her in the church porch, Brenda and Jim. But when the congregation was filing out, umbrellas going up, there they'd been, standing among the wet tombs and the headstones, both of them bareheaded, as though they were unaware of the sometimes sleety rain. Like they were in some parallel dimension where it wasn't cold and it wasn't raining at all. The truth was, Jim had said, as they followed Merrily to the vicarage, that they didn't want to talk to anyone else, didn't want to answer all the obvious questions about Anne-Marie. They thought it was only right that the vicar should be the first to know. This was the first time that either Jim or Brenda had been to the Sunday evening service. They'd been among those older parishioners who were huffily avoiding it because they had heard it was all changed, had become a bit unconventional, a bit not for the likes of us.
"I pray we'll be forgiven for ever doubting what you were trying to do, Merrily,"
Brenda said now. So much for the experiment in mystery.